But ever since I left Grace Baptist Church, and ever since Jimmy has kept the cops off my back, I've made a return to my chair's not working right now. I made a return to my profession, but now I'm looking at having it taken all away from me again. Mm-hmm. I think the police knew all this. They knew it was coming for me. But you know, your president, if you have a if you establish a law with Congress, the legislators to establish a law according to United States laws of the Constitution, okay, which they want to do away with. That's what Trump's the next thing he's going to do. He's going to do away with your Constitution, by the way. Him and a group of people. If they establish a law based on the Constitution and that law is not enforced, it's not a law. That's how they're going to do it. They have laws to protect people, but they're not enforcing them. Our Congress is responsible for what your president's doing. Not even Trump is not even responsible for it. Your Congress is. They were supposed to get him out of office when he violated the first time a presidential law. That's why I think they're in on it, too. What? American slavery. Do what you want to me. I don't think you can do much with Jimmy around, but that's the truth. And you're this was prophesied a long time ago by the guy who works with Jim, the prophet, we call him. We call him a prophet because every time he puts something up there, it comes to pass. He's got knowledge that I don't know where he's getting it. But anyway, get ready because, you know, there's one thing I can say, though, is that there's power in the masses. And, you know, you can fight. I'm not going to get into it. Just remember that, okay? Because, you know, there are a lot of American redneck people are not going to put up with changing the Constitution and making even if they don't get made a slave, they're not going to let you make somebody else a slave. Because everybody knows once you make one guy a slave, anybody can be made one, even middle class people, if you don't obey the magistrate. If you have a middle class profession, which is usually middle class people are, they're professionals of some kind, and you don't use your profession for the rich, that's when they'll try to make you a slave. They'll make you one of them. But if you band together, they can't, you know, there's power in the masses. You know, even stupid Black Sabbath, as stupid as they were, worshiping the devil, had an album out called The Mob Rules. Did you ever hear that album when they had Ronnie James Dio? Yeah, because I used to be into that music before I got saved. Even as stupid, as retarded as they are, they even had common sense about that one. You know, and you're seeing it. You're seeing crowds and crowds and crowds of people. What are you going to kill off all your own people, stupid? You know, it may work. It's going to work to some degree. A militia coming from not just from the local level, which is a local cop who gets away with stuff because we're so small that nobody knows it, but you're going to get it from the federal level now. Isn't that amazing how that happened? That's what Trump did. But if I had to guess, a lot of those ICE guys were local cops who just decided to be, you know, they wanted more money for what they were doing, because cops don't get paid a whole lot, and they just wanted to, you know, they had the ability, the insensitivity to arrest somebody who wasn't even charged with anything. You know, that takes a certain kind of mind. That's a sadist mind, by the way. I'm not afraid to say it. You know what sadism is? That's when you enjoy inflicting pain or other some kind of suffering on another human being. You actually enjoy it. Yeah, you got to be like that to be doing that to people. So good luck, America. You know, I may wind up in the dumps. I may wind up dead. I may wind up, you know, dismembered. But whatever happens to me, dude, I care about America and our kids. I don't think John Cletus does, because he's not saying the things I'm saying. He's saying just the opposite. He's for Trump, by the way. He's big time for Trump. And he's endangering the welfare of his people because he's doing the gun stuff. And I don't know how he got away with a flamethrower. That's telling me something. If he got away with selling, giving away a flamethrower, where'd he get the permission and the authority to have that? See, he's boasting about that. Me and John are no longer friends. I have prayed for God to curse him supernaturally somehow, maybe with the diseases of a senior, like, you know, you lose your mind and stuff like that. I prayed for God, and I know God a lot of times will answer my prayers to ruin him and ruin his family, because he's no good. John Cleese is he's no good. I'm not afraid. He's not going to touch me. I got it right. It's America. We still got right to freedom of speech. The Constitution is still in effect. You know, you really can't. Yeah. So good luck, man. You never know. Jimmy just cut me a check for $3 million and I'm out of the mess.